This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Do you believe in ghosts? Have you ever felt a presence? Can you see dead people? I'm Lexi, and this is Delightfully Different. My next guest not only believes in ghosts, but she hunts them.
Hi, I'm Maxine, and I'm a paranormal investigator.
And you're not just a paranormal investigator. You have an organization called Paranormal Nerds United.
Right. I do have a team.
You have a whole team. What does your organization do?
Besides ghost hunt?
Well, I mean, is that the main thing you do is ghost hunt?
Right. So we also do public events that we gear towards the younger crowd, because there's a lot of teams in the state that do public events as far as like paranormal events. But the majority of them, you have to be 18 and up.
Really?
Uh-huh. So I was with a previous team, and then I'd left there. So I was trying to figure out my niche and, you know, like, what am I going to do? So I knew tons of people that had kids that were interested, always watched, you know, Ghost Hunters. There's so many shows out there now, right? That, especially YouTube, you can't get away from it. They're all over. So I was like, you know what? Let's start doing events, but gear it towards the younger crowd and teach them actually how to use the equipment. So instead of just, you know, taking them out and letting them wander and ghost hunting their own, we gather them all together at the beginning. We'll teach a specific equipment, like a REM pod will show how it works, how the static electricity sets it off. The recorders, what we use the recorders for, how we get EVPs and different voices on them. So we'll teach them the different equipment and what not to do.
Okay. And now, is it just ghosts, or do you guys investigate UFOs and like Sasquatch or trees or whatever else?
Anything that's out there, we'll try and check it out. It's like, we want to go camping down. Well, we are going to go camping down to, brain fart.
Skinwalker Ranch.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So there's it's called UFO something campground.
Yes. I saw that.
Yeah. It's right next to it. So we're going to head down there this summer and go camping and see what we can find.
I'm excited for you. I tried to get them to talk to me, but they said that they would not have a conversation with me.
Oh no, they won't do anything. We've driven to the gate. I've driven up there and,
to Skinwalker Ranch or the UFO camping site?
The Skinwalker Ranch.
Okay.
So you can drive up to the gate, but that's, you know, as far as you can go.
Right.
But what's interesting is I don't know if it was the energy of just me being there and I was like, ooh. But we'd left, and because Fort Duchesne's just right there. I mean, it's not that far at all. And we stopped off at the gas station, and I got out of my car. My necklace didn't snag on. I was wearing a turquoise necklace. It didn't snag on anything. It didn't break in the clasp area. It's like something took scissors and just cut it on the side. Cause all of a sudden I'm walking in, and my turquoise just starts falling. And I'm like, what the?
Well, it's interesting. My fella, when during COVID, we became obsessed with the TV show, and he decided that he was going to go sleep there for the night. So he ended up on Skinwalker Ridge and actually stayed the night there all night. And he didn't see anything or experience anything, but he drove onto the reservation land and ended up making friends with some people there. And they told him a whole bunch of stories about stuff that they had seen. They were concerned about him going to sleep up there for the night.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
So it'll be safer. He was by himself. So I feel like you'll be safer with a group of people.
There's no way I'd go by myself.
I feel like you just freak yourself out if you're by yourself.
Oh, 100%.
Do you believe in, you believe in ghosts because you've experienced them.
Correct.
What about UFOs? Have you experienced that or any of the other?
I have seen weird lights in the sky that I can't explain.
Yeah.
You know, unless we're up there to get really close, you don't know. It's just, you know, just lights that you can't, you know, it's not a plane.
Right.
You know, it's not a satellite because we've seen those enough that we know what they look like.
Right.
How they blink and, you know. But yeah, I have definitely seen weird lights.
What about like Sasquatch or Bigfoot, whatever you want to call them?
Go camping in the Uintas.
We've actually gone camping out there near, not too far from Skinwalker Ranch. I was with him before and I have seen weird lights in the sky. Did you just see that light? I wonder what that was. Cause it was like a flash of light. It was very, I saw some weird stuff out there that.
Yeah.
Also I had a couple drinks in me, so I can't take myself too seriously.
Cannot confirm nor deny. Right,
exactly. How did you get started doing this? Where did this all come from?
I was always a little spooky dookie kid that, you know, the '80s, we're all into crystals and checking out all that weird stuff. But then also just watching the TV shows, I was like, oh, that's just so cool. I can't believe they do that. You know, some of it's obviously so fake, but then there's some that you're like, okay. Right. But I didn't know there were the paranormal community, the size that we have here. I had no clue that was even here. So I was driving home and there was a car in front of me that had their bumper sticker.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, okay. So I looked it up on Facebook and I reached out to him. I'm like, hey, do you actually like go ghost hunting? And, you know, they're like, yeah, we do public events. You know, here's our next event. Come out. I'm like, oh, sweet.
You found your people.
Right. So I went to the event and then I went to several others and all of a sudden I'm on the team.
When was the first time you experienced a ghost, or do you call them ghosts, or is there another word for it?
Ghosts, spirits, you know.
When was the first time you experienced one?
Oh, wow. Probably when my brother passed away. That'd be the most significant one.
Okay.
Because I could tell, because he'd still mess with me. Even after, he still kept messing with me. Like just this totally sounds totally out there, but I was at work, so it'd been like maybe a year after he passed away, and I was at work. I had a pen in my hand, so it was one with the cap that you take the cap off.
Yeah,
so the cap's on top, you know, I'm just sitting there and whatnot, and I shit you not, the cap flew up and knocked me in the middle of the forehead. I had the pen still in my hand. And I'm just like, Robert, leave me alone. I'm at work.
Does he do it all the time? Is this something that's common now for you?
Not so much. He does show up at events. He does, you know, come and say hi.
Okay.
One of my people, she's a medium. So like for me, the energy kind of changes.
Okay.
And I'm like, is Robert here? And she's like, yeah, he's right. You know, and I'll reach my hand out. She goes, yep, there you go.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Do you think that people experience ghosts more if they knew them before? Like your brother? I know one time, I'm not a believer, But mm-hmm. my father passed away a few years ago, and I swear I smelled him one day when I was sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my family about it. My sister said she'd smelled him once too. Is it more common for someone that you know to visit you?
I think so. I think because same with my dad, the smell of coffee, because he drank black coffee and hot. And just the whiff of coffee coming through the house every once in a while is like, oh, hey, Dad. I don't think it's so much necessary. How could I put it? You don't have to have somebody to have passed for you to experience it.
Okay. Gotcha. How many people are in your group? What's the team made up of?
I have seven members. I'm the founder. We have Misty's our medium. We have, so there's one, two, three. So there's four females and three males. So, yeah.
Are any of them like skeptics about what you guys are doing? Is there one person that's like, I'm here because I don't believe what the rest of you are doing and I'm going to be the voice of reason?
Steven's the voice of reason, but he now believes more.
Because he's seen some stuff.
Yeah.
With you?
Yeah. He's definitely gotten exposed to others like, whoa.
Now, you talked about the equipment that you teach people to use. What are some of the equipment, pieces of equipment you use? I know I looked online and I saw you guys talking about a Chattergeist touch.
Oh, I was trying to win that thing.
Oh, okay.
That I don't have.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not quite sure on that because it just sounded cool. So I have a motion sensor music box. So basically, just like what it says, it's a motion sensor. And if anything goes in front of it, it'll go off. It'll play music, letting you know that, hey, something just went by. So we'll have that sitting down a hall.
Okay.
If something passes in front of it, gives us an idea of like, let's go check it out. Let's go see what was down here.
And it's not just a camera, like a Ring doorbell or something like that. It picks up more energy.
No, it's literally just a motion, like a motion sensor. Like if you had a motion light.
Okay.
And you go walk in front of it and it turns on.
Okay.
That's basically it.
Okay.
Yep. It's literally just a motion sensor. So if anything, alive or not, goes in front of it, it'll go off. I have it's like the heat camera.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So I have one of those where you can pick up different heat levels and cold levels that sometimes we can get different stuff. Like why is that? We could be in an area in a building that has absolutely no power, but this one spot is hot.
Okay.
Or this one spot is colder than the rest. And it's like, there's absolutely no reason for it, you know? So you're trying to debunk it. Okay. What was here? Did you stand here? Did you know, was there somebody's drink sat here? You know, we try to debunk everything that we find.
Gotcha.
The REM pod is a device, has an antenna that you turn it on and it picks up, basically it picks up static. So if you go near it, it'll beep it'll beep.
Okay.
So if any, we use that a lot to communicate, because the energy that if they're near it and nobody else is by it, but it'll just go off. So you can ask it, okay, thank you. Will you stand back? And like, it'll stop. And like, just to confirm, can you touch it again? You know, beep, it'll go on.
Wow. Okay.
So
how many pieces of equipment do you have?
Oh God.
You have a room full of it.
I have a whole case full. Like cat toys, we'll use those as motion sensor, because if you touch it, the lights will go off.
Okay.
A lot of equipment is basic stuff.
Okay.
It's just basic stuff, that a voice recorder, just a regular recorder, a camera, regular camera.
How much does all this stuff cost? How much do you think you spent on the equipment so far?
How much have I spent?
An organization.
Easily. So just on equipment, I've easily spent $3,000, if not more.
Okay. Okay. You're in it to win it.
Yeah. 100%. So, and it's not, it's, you're not, you're obviously not buying everything right up front. It's a little piece here. It's a little piece there. You know, right. It's like my first recorder I bought off eBay used.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Collecting it here and there.
Yep. What,
I know they've got phone apps, which seem kind of silly. How do you feel about the phone, the ghost hunting phone apps where
the majority are junk?
Okay.
But there are a couple that you're like, like with the Spirit Talker. Yeah. I have one, it's called Spirit Talker. I use that one a lot. And really it's just random phrases. Like you can ask a question and a lot of times you can get an answer through it. It'll give you your answer. So when it does that, it's so cool.
We used one time messing around when I was hanging out with some friends, and it seemed silly, but it was also pretty fun and a little scary because we were standing there and we were talking to whatever the ghost was on the thing. And somebody had a drink sitting on top of the car in the parking lot we were in, and the drink fell over, and we all swear that none of us did it. And we felt like it was possibly the ghost, but I'm like, you guys, it's an app. It's an iPhone app.
Right.
Oh, I don't know how real this is.
And it's probably like, I did it.
Right.
It was me.
Yeah, so your events, when I was looking online, it looked like you go to places that are haunted and you actually do a ghost hunt for these events, and people pay to come join you.
Correct. Yeah.
And then I saw one that was at the Town Hub Theater in American Fork. Was that like a stage presentation that you did, or is that place haunted?
That place is haunted.
Oh, okay. So we were doing a ghost hunt there.
Yeah. We were doing an investigation there.
Okay.
So the people, they came, and again, we did a presentation at the beginning, introducing ourselves and, you know, what you can expect, what you can't expect. Don't expect anything, if any, you know.
Right.
Don't hype yourself up, because majority of the time we're sitting in the dark talking to ourselves anyway. Just for that 5 seconds of, ooh. Right. But yeah, so they had two theaters there, the upstairs where like the projectors and all that stuff was. So we had three little groups going. One was in one theater, one was in the other theater, and one was up into the projector area. So like with any of the events, I'll split them up into different teams. Like my team, I'll separate your group A, your group B, you know, so forth. Here's your 10 people. Here's your 10 people. Stay with your leads, and we will rotate. So at a location like Benson Grist Mill, that's, have you been out there?
I have
not. In Stansberry.
Oh, no.
So they have the original mill out there, the original grain mill, but they've also relocated like several like blacksmith cabins, other pioneer cabins, a barn.
I think I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have a bunch of different things that you can actually rotate to, you know, to check out. We'll go in one section with whatever people you have, and you'll investigate for about 45, 50 minutes. And then, you know, we'll have a timer. It's like, okay, time to rotate. And we'll just switch, go to a next location. So they get to see the whole area.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
I'm Lexi, and this is Delightfully Different. Today, I'm talking with Maxine, the founder of a ghost hunting team called Paranormal Nerds United.
What did you see at the theater in American Fork?
I didn't. My team next door, they had a shadow guy on the stairs. So not next door, but so like how the two different theaters.
Okay.
I was in the larger theater there, and in the smaller one, they had a shadow guy on the stairs, but next to the screen.
And it looks like you separate. Well, there was the option to do an earlier one for younger people who might get scared easily.
Yeah, we have done that. But it turns out, they're gung ho. So I just have one big one now. But that one for Town Hub, because it was such a novelty. We'd never been there. And I think only one other paranormal group has ever been there.
Oh, really?
So I was trying to get as many people to check out the place as possible. So that's why I'd had two different events going on.
Gotcha. Now, you said something about etiquette when investigating. What what is some of the etiquette that I noticed that you politely ask the ghosts to touch the things? Is it etiquette like you would have with another person that you're speaking with?
Correct. It's like just respect. 100% respect. Respect for each other. Respect for the possible spirits that are there. You know, we're just asking them, hi, we introduce ourselves. Like, hi, I'm Maxine. We'd like to speak with you tonight. If you'd like to come forward and talk to us, here's this device or here's this device.
And is there anything you should never do when you're talking to the ghosts?
Provoke.
Oh, really? Like,
I don't agree. Yeah, I don't agree with that. I think that's awful.
Are you asking for trouble if you do that? Like, you might get hurt.
I think so. Because okay. Let's be honest. We don't know who we're talking to.
Right.
What we're talking to.
They may have died under very bizarre circumstances.
100%. Yeah.
Are you ever scared when you're doing this?
Oh, yeah.
Are you scared every time you're doing it?
No.
But sometimes, just occasionally, something has happened where you were like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Last year, the team and I went on. It was awesome. We went on this marathon ghost hunting across the United States. So we went across to Waverly Hills in Kentucky. We went to Indiana State Sanatorium, Beatty Mansion in St. Joseph, Missouri, and Ashmore Estates in
Kansas,
Illinois.
Oh, Illinois. You went to Illinois. Kansas, too, right?
Yeah, went to Sally House. We hit all kinds of places.
All the things. What happened there that was super scary? What was the scariest thing you saw?
So all the locations had good stuff, nothing too bad. And I don't even want to say it was bad per se at Ashmore Estates, but the energy there, it was so, you know, like they say, oh, it's heavy. I mean, you could have cut it with a knife. The energy was so thick there.
Really?
So we set out our equipment and we're like, okay, you know, let's do our thing. And I was setting up the REM pod, and all of a sudden, like right in front of me, as if the cat would have been at my feet, we hear this meow, kind of a cat screech.
Okay.
And I look at Misty, I'm like, did you? She's like, did you hear a cat? I'm like, yeah. We're like, so we called the our host people, the owners or whatever, and we're like, could there be possibly be a cat in here? They're like, no, the doors are shut. There's no way. We're like, okay. And I'm like, we would see it because it was like right here. She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. So we let that go. And so we're doing our little question thingy, trying to get some answers, trying to get some lights to blink, you know. And in the far end of the hall, we hear like just rattling, just kind of like stuff moving. And we're like, yeah, all right, cool. Shortly after that, Misty and Eliza just jump. And I turn and I was like, what's going on? Like this huge, they're like, this huge shadow just went by. I'm like, what? And the only reason I believe it 100%, because I know them and they wouldn't, you know, just bullcrap it. But Misty's a medium. So if she's like, I'm like, oh God. We gather our stuff. We go out into the hall. I'm like, okay, just get our composure back. We're getting into our heads. We need to stop. And we look down the hall and we see a bat. And I was like, oh, it's just the bat. And they're like, oh yeah, it's just a bat. So at Ashmore, they have this room where you can set your equipment, basically like a home base. You can put your stuff and they have snacks and stuff that you can
They're go prepared for you to come ghost hunt there.
Oh yeah, 100%. Okay. So we're sitting in there. I'm like, you know what? Let's just go in here. We can still investigate. So we gain our composure back, chill out. And I'm sitting there. I'm all, you know what's weird? I'm like, I didn't see it, but you saw this huge shadow in her, you know, huge shadow in their words. I'm like, a bat wouldn't be a huge shadow and a bat would still be fluttering behind us if that's where it was. And they're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, it feels like it wants us to think it's the bat and it wants us to go back down there. So we're just going through, you know, thinking, okay, nope, just settle down. So I put that my music box sensor in the hall and I set the REM pod in the chair. So we're in the room, but I have the door open and the hall's right there that goes throughout the building and it's dark on the other end. So I'm like, Liza, go put your recorder over on the REM pod. And she's like, you go put it. I'm like, no, we're right here. Just go put it. She's like, okay. So she goes, sets it down. She comes back. And so we're still talking and asking different things, still investigating. And about 10 minutes, then I'm like, go grab it. Let's see if we got anything. Because we're sitting in there and we could totally hear talking as if people are having full conversations in the hall.
Really?
We couldn't distinct what exactly they were saying, but you could hear them.
Huh.
I've never experienced anything like that.
Wow.
And I'm like, let's go see if we got it. And she goes, like, you go get it this time. I'm not going to go get it. You get it. So that we had the spirit talker on. So it was sitting on the table and I'm like, oh, okay. I grabbed the flashlight and I was being funny. And I walked out of the room and I flashed the light down the hall. And I'm like, you stay down there. And I grabbed the recorder and no sooner than I like, you stay down there. And I grabbed the recorder. It says, I'll get you.
Oh,
on the spirit talker. And I turn. I'm like, oh, okay. Sorry.
Did you really apologize?
Yeah. I was like, oh, sorry.
Can a ghost understand a joke?
Right. Actually, they do. We've done that too.
Okay.
So, you know, we do our investigation and we're tired. We're actually staying on property because they have like dorms. So we're staying on property and I'm like, let's just come back because we'd been driving forever because we were on like this marathon. It was crazy. And I'm like, maybe we're just tired. We still have the place till like noon. We'll get up early in the morning and we'll still come back and investigate. Let's just go to bed. We're laying down. We got the cartoons playing. We're sleeping. And I thought it had only been a few minutes, but I hear a guy's voice. And I'm like, I sit up and I look over to Misty's bunk And I see her her phone light go on. And I'm like, is that you? Because some she'll like listen to podcasts or stories to go to sleep. Like I said, I thought it had only been like 20 minutes. I thought I just barely dozed and woke up. But it was like 4 a.m. So there's like 3-4 hours had passed. So I'm like, is that you? And she's like, what? And then Eliza sits up screaming at the same, like, boom, boom, boom. And we're like, what's going on? Then she tells us that she was having this dream that this woman was coming for her. But what we didn't know, at that same time, Misty was actually being held down. She couldn't get up.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's in the dorm room. This isn't even in the main area where you were investigating.
No, we're still on property. Technical. So we're on property. So yeah, they didn't have, they followed us.
Damn.
Yeah, that was scary.
And the cat noise, can an animal be a ghost as well? Do animals have?
I think so.
An afterlife?
Yeah. Seems I think like they got all kinds of personalities themselves. So why not?
They do. Are like children and animals more susceptible to experiencing a spirit or a ghost than an adult person?
I think so, because they're still on that innocent realm where they're just like, they don't know. They're not supposed to see that. They're not supposed to hear that, you know? So they're like, whoa, what's that?
I saw that you were on an episode of Ghost Adventures with Zach Adams.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about being on that show.
It was a fun experience as far as, you know, doing the interview and all that. But I don't want to say anything bad. I give their editors kudos. Big time. Big time kudos. That wasn't my story.
Oh, interesting.
They cut it up.
Okay.
And made it fit. And I was like, okay.
Well, yeah. Then you got a credit. I saw it. I saw your credit on there.
Yeah. So it was cool. The experience was awesome. It was very, very cool.
Where did you guys, you were in Utah, right? Where did you guys go in Utah?
We were at, so at the COVID took them out. So they lost their business, but it was called McGrew Studios. They worked on costumes and movie set items.
Oh
yeah.
And that was haunted?
That was very haunted. It's still, the building's still there.
Interesting.
But we can't get into it anymore.
There's a lot of places here that I understand are haunted. How many haunted places have you been to doing this since you started?
Oh dear.
Is it like hundreds?
No. Okay. Not yet.
It's a lot.
Give me time.
Are you find that your vacations are like, when you go on vacation, do you find that you're always going to a place that's kind of haunted?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Not just for funsies, not necessarily to investigate.
No, most of, like if I'm on vacation, it's just for funsies. But still have the little, like I don't have to go bring my equipment. My phone has a camera, has a recorder,
right,
has an app. So I don't have to take stuff. I have everything on my phone.
Where are some of the most haunted places?
The old Idaho Tuberculosis Hospital.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That one is a good one. Goldfield Hotel, that's in Goldfield, Nevada.
Okay.
That one was very,
very haunted.
That had a lot of action going on. Waverly Hills, I didn't really get too much out of it. It was just cool being there.
Where is that?
That's in Kentucky.
Oh, in Kentucky. Okay.
That's like one of the biggest, like everybody's, that's their journey. That's their, what do you call it?
Their Zion.
Yeah.
A Utah word.
Yeah. Right.
What about some of these movies that are based on real life haunts, like Amityville Horror and the one about the couple who are the medium and the ghost hunter? How do you feel about some of those movies? Are they exaggerated or do you think that they're kind of real?
I think to a certain extent they're real, but Hollywood also exaggerates it.
They do need to sell some tickets.
Exactly. You know, the locations, so like Amityville Horror which is funny that like that was my first horror movie when I was a kid when it came out.
It was meant to be.
Yeah, I was like, whoa. But you don't hear anything about it after that. After the 70s incident, there's right. been absolutely nothing since there. And like the Warrens, they supposedly went in and got the picture of the little boy looking around the door. Is it real? It could be. I don't know. You know, there's a lot of controversy with them also. They're not around anymore, but when they were and they'd go to locations like Amityville Horror, the Conjuring House, you know, they would go to all these places. Supposedly from other stories, they spoofed a lot of the stuff.
Okay.
But then also they're held high in high regard to a lot of investigators too.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What do you say to skeptics?
You'll find out.
Okay. Well, and what does your family think about what you do? Do you have parents, siblings, significant other? What do they think about?
My siblings don't care. They're like, yeah, you're weird, whatever.
Do they believe you? Do they go along ever?
No, my nieces and my nephews, they've come. But my mom at first was not keen at all.
Did it freak her out a little bit?
No, I think just being raised, you know, religious, not LDS, but still being raised religious, it's not something that you do.
Yeah, I've noticed not just ghost hunting or paranormal stuff, but I've had psychics on before as well. And I was not expecting negative feedback about stuff like that. But there are religious folks that really think that this is the devil's work and you deal with it type of thing. And I was wondering if you ever get that.
I've never come across people that come to our events are coming there because they want to be there.
That's good.
Yeah, well, I've never had any negativity like that. When we're trying to find new locations, yeah, you get a lot of pushback. Not rude or anything like that. They're just, no, not interested. And when you know that building's haunted, it's like, just let me in, please.
What is it about ghost hunting that attracts you so much to this, to doing this and basing your life on it?
God, I have no idea. I have no idea, honestly. It's just,
Does it feel good or do you like being scared?
Maybe that's a little bit of both that, because I'm pretty sure I started out like seeing, you know, looking for my brother because he was like my everything. So you start out for a reason to, you know,
okay,
is this real? What's really over there? What's going on? What are you doing? How do you come back and forth? Because I know you're not always here, but yet you can pop in and out. How do you do that? Why do you do that? You know, where do you go when you're not here?
More curious than anything.
Yeah, I think so. It's more a curiosity of what is out there, because we're not it. You know, we're not, this is not the end. It's not even the end just as we're alive, because there's so many weird things on this earth that you can't explain.
This is very true. Very true. Can anyone join your group? Are you looking for more people or will you accept more people if you come across other people who want to be a ghost hunter?
Right now, no. Right now I've got a really good group. So,
but you've got events coming up. Do you have some events coming up where people
I can- do? Yeah.
What do you got coming up?
So we've got,
you're ready for this.
I'm ready. So the first one is on May 4th.
Okay.
So we're doing at Benson Griss Mill. Benson Griss, the reason I go there, because it is so large that when you go into groups and I can have more people come and enjoy themselves because there's not a lot of cross-contamination because they'll be over in the barn. The other people will be in the mills. There's plenty of room to move around. Right. So a lot of my events go there. And also because you have to pay for locations.
Gotcha.
They're the least expensive because it's anywhere from a couple hundred to several hundred dollars to get into a place.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. I did not.
And I like to, and I don't want to charge a lot. I want to make it reasonable for people to come and enjoy themselves. Because usually if you're paying for your kid to come, you got to pay for you to come too. Because you're not dropping your kid off on me.
Right. I mean, we only have about a minute left and I want to make sure I mention this. You have a podcast as well.
Oh, yeah. Spook A Squad.
Spook A Squad? Is that what
spook,
you said?
Like Spook Gay Squad.
Spook Gay Squad. Okay. Spook Gay Squad. I'll put links to your podcast and all of your socials. And when awesome. I see an event pop up, I'll make sure to post that as well.
Thank you, Lexi.
Zoom is about to kick us off, but I want to thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. This was really interesting.
No, this one, you should come out. Just let me know and just come on out. You'll have a
blast. I'm going to take you up on that. I would love to do it.
Excellent. Excellent.
Thank you so much. Have a great night tonight.
You too. Thank you.
Check out Maxine's team on the links posted with this podcast. And thanks for joining me this week on Delightfully Different. Coming up next week, I talk to a bungee jumping enthusiast. If you or someone you know lives life differently, I'd love to talk to you. Email me, lexiontheradio@gmail.com. That's L-E-X-I ontheradio@gmail.com, or go to delightfullydifferentpodcast.com and have a delightful week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.